Help us as we study to hear your voice.
当我们学习的时候，求你帮助我们能听到你的声音。
And to obey you.
能够顺服你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名， Amen.
First of all, I want to thank you for your prayers for Chris and I the last 4 weeks.
首先我要为你们为我和启勇弟兄的这个祷告感谢。
God was very good to us.
神对我们真的是很好。
Thank you very much for your prayers.
谢谢你们的祷告。
Now let me explain where we are in this class.
我们现在讲一下我们这个课到底在哪，已经进展到什么程度。
The summer interruption came at sort of an inconvenient time.
所以现在好像是不是一个很方便的时间，因为是夏天暑假。
Because we were about halfway through the series of classes I was doing on how to interpret the Bible.
就是我们讲如何像牧师那样读圣经呢？我们只讲了一半。
And so, I will pick that up again next week.
下个星期我会接着那个系列讲。
And it's probably been long enough that I will go back and try to review a little bit.
因为已经过了很久，所以我下星期会先开始复习一下以前讲的。
But at the beginning of the year, Elder Yang asked me once every 2 months to do a combined class from Proverbs.
今年年初的时候呢，杨长老就是请我说每隔一个月就是讲一次箴言。
And so, we are ready for that this week.
所以这个星期就是联合组日学。
What I have tried to do each time is to pull some topic and just trace it through Proverbs.
我每次就从箴言中找一个主题，然后从整个箴言来看。
We have looked at what it means to be wise, what it means to be foolish.
我们以前看过说什么是智慧人，什么是愚昧人。
Later we're going to look at what Proverbs teaches about the tongue.
以后呢，我们会讲这个箴言上对于舌头言语的教导。
We're going to look at what Proverbs teaches about anger and our temper.
以后我们还会看箴言上对于这个生气和这个发怒的这个教导。
But for this month,
但这个月呢，
I had chosen the topic of parenting.
这个月我们讲亲子关系，教养孩童。
And I look around and I'm not sure how many of you have children at home.
我看看你们有多少人还有孩子在家，好像没有几个人举手。
So maybe you will say it's too late.
你们可以说哎呦太晚了这个题目。
But let's look for a little while at what Proverbs says.
然后我们看一看箴言的教导。
I really had kind of hoped to skip this one after I told Elder Young I would do it. I kept thinking, I don't really want to do this topic.
然后我给杨长老讲，我说我要讲这个亲子关系，后来我就后悔了，我说我不应该讲这个题目。
I have said to several people at different times, I never teach about children or marriage.
就是说我在不同的场合对不同的人讲过，说我从来也不想讲关于对婚姻和亲子关系的教导。
Before I was married, I could teach a very good class.
在我结婚之前呢，我可以讲一课很好的关于婚姻的教导。
After I got married, I decided I should not teach on that anymore.
然后我结婚之后，我就说我再也不应该讲这个关于婚姻的教导。
And then, before I had children, I had two very good theories about raising children.
然后呢，我有孩子之前，我有两个很好的关于训练教育孩子的理论。
Now I have 2 children and no theories.
现在我有两个孩子，我一点那个说法都没了。
But with a great deal of hesitation, I'm going to try to look at a bit of what Proverbs tells us.
虽然我还是有点很犹豫，但是我们来看看圣经上是怎么样教导关于教养孩子的。
The first thing I want you to see from Proverbs.
第一件想从箴言上看到的是
is that I must understand my children.
第一个我需要理解我的孩子。
One of the biggest complaints children have about their parents is they don't understand me.
孩子们对父母最大的一个抱怨就是什么？他们不了解我。
Proverbs says, "By wisdom a house is built; by understanding it is established."
箴言说，房屋因智慧建造，又因聪明立稳。
If we love our children.
如果我们爱我们的孩子，
If we want our children to grow as God intends them to,
如果我们想要孩子能够按照神所期望的那样子，神的心意去成长，
we must understand them.
我们要了解他们。
Now that's a challenge. I should just ask.
那是一个挑战，我想问一下。
How many of you? Well, first of all, how many of you have children? If you would raise your hand.
第一点，多少人有孩子？多少人是有孩子
？All right. Now,
基本上我们都有孩子。
How many of you who raised your hand would say, "I think I understand my children very well"?
多少人可以举手说我非常了解我的孩子
？Okay. The number of hands shrank.
然后这个你就看到刚才这个基本上举手人就很少，所以你很了解。
Part of the problem is this.
问题是什么呢
？You know this already. Every child is unique.
你每个人都知道，每个孩子都是独特的。
If you have more than one child, you know there's no standard pattern.
你如果你的孩子超过一个，你就知道那边没有一个标准模式。
And that means you can't motivate them all the same way.
意味着你不能用同样的方法鼓励他们所有人。
They don't have the same strengths and weaknesses.
他们的强项跟短项也不同。
Every one of them is different.
每个孩子都不同。
When Sue found out what my topic was,
当我的太太知道我今天要讲什么时候
，and then she glanced over my shoulder and saw the "Understand my children."
然后她又看看我说，哦，要了解你的孩子。
She said, "Well, this one is easier for you to understand. This one is harder to understand."
然后我就给他，他就对我说，这个对你来讲了解他很容易，这个就对你比较困难。
She's right because
他是对的，因为每个孩子都是独一无二的。
Proverbs 22, Solomon says something that has a lot of different interpretations.
所罗门在箴言的22章第六节，很多人对这一句话的解释是不同的。
Sometime I may spend more time on this verse, but today I just want to look at one idea from it.
有以后我们有时间多看它不同的解释，但是今天我就只注重在一点。
Train up a child in the way he should go.
教养孩童，使他走当行的道。
Even when he is old, he will not depart.
就是到老也不偏离。
One way this verse is sometimes translated.
有的时候这句话被翻译成什么呢？理解成什么呢
？Is this?
就是这么说的。
Train up a child in his natural instincts and gifts.
就是教养孩童，让他走按照他的这个天性，按照他的这个天赋所当走的路。
Train him in the way that fits his temperament and personality.
就是教养他走在按照他的这种个性，按照他的禀赋来教养他。
Because every child has a set of gifts that God has given them.
每个孩子都有神所给他们的一套恩赐和禀赋。
And for many of us,
很多时候我们做父母的
we end up wanting to train up our child in the way we wish we had been gifted.
有的时候我们训练孩子是希望呢，他们不是按照他们的禀赋，而是我们希望我们所有的那个天赋来训练他们。
I had a piano student.
我有一个钢琴学生
who had no gifts in music.
他在音乐方面完全没有这个天赋。
Now let me clarify.
让我解释一下。
If I have ever taught any of your children, I'm not talking about them.
如果我是你孩子的老师，我可不是在讲你的孩子。
I really am not. So
我真的不是在讲你的孩子。
Don't go home and beat Isabella.
不要回家对着那个婷婷说你就是这个。
This girl really tried.
这个女孩真的很努力。
But she really was not gifted in music.
但是她在音乐方面确实没有天赋。
And she would come to her lesson and she really did her best.
她就上课她确实也努力了。
Unlike some of my students, she really liked me and wanted to please me.
她也不像我的别的学生她真的挺喜欢我她也很想让我高兴。
And she would practice and work.
然后她就好好的练习。
And it would sound terrible.
但是他那个出来的声音很难听。
And she would try again.
然后他又再继续努力去弹。
And one day she brought her, assignment book to me.
然后有一天他把我的那个他的那个作业本就是拿过来。
And I noticed this beautiful drawing in the back.
然后我就看到他背后有一幅很美的画面，画的图画。
And I said, "Who did this?"
然后我就问他谁画的。
And she said, "Oh, I did that."
他说哦，我画的。
She was in seventh grade.
她那时候是七年级的学生。
This was beautiful.
那你真的画得很好。
And I said, "Would you draw something for me?"
我就说你可不可以为我画一幅画
？So the next week she brings me this picture.
然后下个星期呢，她又带了一幅画。
It's beautiful.
真的画得很棒。
One day I said to her mother.
然后有一天我就对她妈妈说
，You should get her enrolled in art lessons.
说你应该让她去学那个绘画课，艺术课。
Art isn't important.
我他妈就说这个艺术画画不重要。
I want her to be a pianist.
我想要她成为钢琴家。
She's going to go to the conservatory.
她应该去上音乐学院。
The mother had wanted to be a musician.
因为这个妈妈小的时候她想成为音乐家。
And the poor daughter was paying the price.
然后现在她的女儿在可怜的女儿在付这个代价。
We must understand.Our children.
我们要了解我们的孩子。
Find what are their gifts.
他们的天赋，他们的恩赐在什么地方
？Find what motivates them.
是什么可以激励他们
？And it may not be what motivates us.
那个能激励他们的，可能不一定是能激励我们的。
For one of my children, grades were a huge motivator.
对我一个孩，其中的一个孩子，那个分数好不好，对他是很大的激励。
A 99 meant something was wrong.
他就说，有时候99%。他就说哪怕错一点点
For another one of my children,
对我另外一个孩子
were a huge motivator.
他的那个朋友是他一个很大的激励可以是一个激励
A C and a good friend was great.
他说哪怕考试只考了 C 然后但是有一个好朋友那个就很棒了
And I had to learn,
我要学习的是
their motivations are different.
就是能够激励他们的东西是不同的
I had to learn, and this was hard for me.
另外一点对我学习是很难的是
，What are they gifted at?
他们的恩赐，他们的天赋在什么地方
？What do they love?
他们爱的、喜爱的是什么
？In my family, I teach.
在我家里边，我是老师。
It's the only thing I know how to do, but I love doing it.
然后我也很喜欢教书，那也是唯一我所做的。
My wife is a teacher.
我的太太也是老师。
And she loved.
他也很喜爱教书。
One of my children from childhood wanted to be a teacher.
然后我有个孩子，他从儿童时期开始就想做老师。
And so for me, this was very simple.
所以对我来讲，这个很简单呐。
If you're a McElwain,
如果你是姓麦的
that's simple.
那你就是将来要当老师，就这么简单。
But for one of my children,
但是我其中的一个孩子。
Teaching just was not interesting at all.
他对这个教书一点兴趣都没有。
And I'm embarrassed to say.
我很惭愧的要承认。
I just could not see that.
我就是看不到这一点。
And so I would help them to learn how to be a better teacher.
所以我就教他们怎么样成为一个好老师。
And it didn't work.
但是却没有效果。
And so I would try to help them, you know, learn a little bit more about why it would be great to be a teacher.
然后我就想让他们学习说，哎，到底为什么成为一个好老师这么重要，这么好呢，这么了不起呢
？And I will always remember in the middle of my child's student teaching in college.
就是在我的那个孩子在，就是去教那个学生去实习去教学别的学生的时候
，them finally saying to me.
然后哦，在学校里面有个学生最后对我说
，Dad.
哦，就是我那孩子上大学，他对我说：“爸爸，
like、
我不想教书。”
And it was the first time I had ever heard this.
那是我第一次听到他这么讲。
They had said it many times.
他说了很多次。
But I didn't hear it because I had my ideas.
我都听不到，因为我自己已经有个想法了。
And in my mind, I thought, well, there's nothing they'll do.
然后在我的想法里，就是说，除了教书，你别的什么也做不了。
They're going to end up homeless under a bridge.
如果他们要是不教书的话，将来就得是一个桥下面的流浪汉。
Their choice.
所以这是他们的选择。
And of course, now a few years later, they're making much more money than I make.
然后他现在呢，虽然没教书，他现在挣的钱比我还多。
My point is this.
我的要讲的是
，I was so determined this is what's best for my child that I did not listen and understand them.
我已经就是决定了说这个才是对我孩子最好的，所以呢，我也不去听他们讲什么，我也不了解他们。
We have to listen.
我们必须要能够去倾听，我们要去理解他们。
Proverbs 14 gives us.The proof of understanding.
然后呢，箴言十四章二十九节就告诉我们，如果你理解你，你是不是理解你的孩子
？Here's one way to know: Do I understand my child?
这个就是有一个方法帮助你了解你是不是真的了解你的孩子。
A man of understanding has patience.
不轻易发怒的大有聪明。
You see, if I understand, if I listen, if I'm hearing what my child needs and their abilities.
如果我能够了解，我能够倾听，我知道我孩子的需要跟他们的能力强项在什么地方。
I'm going to have patience with them.
我对他们就很有耐心。
Because I understand how they're put together.
我就了解他们到底他们的天赋，他们的是怎么样的个性。
Now I'm not going to ask for a show of hands about this.
我现在不需要你们举手。
But for all of you who have more than one child,
如果你任何一个家庭你是多于一个孩子，你有两个孩子或三个孩子。
Do you tend to have more patience with one of them than with the other?
你有没有可能就是说对其中对其中一个孩子比对另外一个孩子更有耐心呢？你们不用举手。
But for most of us, we would say, yes, I do.
你们大多数人可能会承认我对一个孩子比对另外一个孩子更有耐心。
And if so, I almost guarantee you, the one you have more patience with is the one that you understand better.
你对那个更有耐心的那个孩子基本上是那个你更了解的孩子。
And they're the one that thinks more like you think.
他跟你的想法可能就比较相像。
But if I want to show love and grow my children as God wants us to,
如果我想向我的孩子显展示神的爱，想让他在神所期望的道路上成长的话，
I'm going to understand them.
我必须要了解他们。
And that's going to be seen in my patience with them.
这个对他们的了解就表现在我对他们有耐心上。
This would never happen in a Chinese family.
这个在家中国人的家庭里是不会发生的。
But I was speaking at a church in another country.
但是我在另外一个国家讲到。
And a man brought his son up.
然后有一个人带着他的儿子到我跟前来。
The man is a professor at a university there.
这个男生呢是一个大学的教授。
A PhD, very intelligent man.
是博士，非常的聪明。
And we were talking.
然后我们就在谈话的时候。
And his junior high son walked up.Beside him.
然后他的那个初中生的儿子就走过来。
And I said, this must be your son.
然后我就说，这肯定是你孩子儿子吧。
And this is how he introduced his son.
他是怎么样来介绍他的儿子呢？
No Chinese parent would ever do this.
中国的父母肯定不会这样做。
He said, this is my son, called his name.
然后这个是我的儿子谁谁谁。
He is stupid.
他很笨。然后我就看着他。
I misunderstood.
我肯定是听错了。
And I said, pardon?
我说，你说什么？
He is stupid.
他说，他很笨。
And I thought something about the language barrier.
我说，有可能是我们的语言不通。
And I said, what do you mean?
我说，你什么意思？
At which point he thought I was stupid.
然后在那个时候，他可能觉得我有问题，很笨。
And he said, stupid.Not smart.
他就说笨啊，不聪明。
I said, why do you say this?
我说你为什么要这样说呢？
It had been the national exams the week or the month before.
他说这个是全国统考之前还有一个月。
Son had not done well.
他在那个全国那个统考中考得不好。
His way of introducing him to a foreigner for the first time.
所以呢，这个爸爸呢，就是在一个外国人面前第一次介绍他儿子的，就是这样介绍的。
He is stupid.
他很挺笨的。
And my heart was broken for this boy.
我的心里真的是很为这个男孩子伤心。
Because I never got to know this boy well enough.
因为我对这个孩子又不是很了解，不是很熟。
But I am sure.
但是我确定。
That he had some gifts.
他肯定有恩赐。
And abilities.
他肯定有能力。
Special qualities.
他肯定有一些特别的地方。
But all a father with a PhD could see was.
但这个博士生爸爸所能说的唯一的就是。
His gifts and abilities aren't the same as mine.
他的恩赐和他的能力跟我不一样。
So he's stupid.
所以他就是笨的。
As parents.
作为父母。
We must understand our children.
我们必须要了解我们的孩子。
That's going to require us to listen to them.
这就需要我们去倾听他们。
And that takes a lot of time.
那就倾听需要很多时间。
I read somewhere, I don't know how they figured this out.
我在一些地方读到，我不知道他们怎么想出来的。
But they said that the average father in America spends 37 seconds per day talking to his children.
他说在美国呢，这个爸爸跟儿子每天平均花跟儿子说话的时间平均是37秒。
Now I don't know if that's right or not.
我不知道这个是真的还是不是真的。
But parents.
但是爸爸妈妈们。
If your child spends 37 seconds a day in communication with you,
如果你跟孩子的交流一天只有37秒钟的话
and 4 hours a day,
然后四个小时呢
with television and the internet,
就是看电视或者上网
which is shaping their value?
你觉得那是谁在塑造他们的价值观呢？
Which has the greater influence?
谁对他们有更大的影响呢？
So many times,
很多时候
we don't take time to listen to our children.
我们就不花时间去倾听我们的孩子。
As I was thinking about this, I realized one of the real challenges for parents is this.
所以呢，我在思想的时候，我觉得对父母一个真正的挑战是
for most of us.
对我们大多数人
between about 30 and 45, 30 and 50,
在我们在30岁到50岁之间
that's the age that's sort of the prime time for building our career.
这是我们的人生的一个黄金时期，可以建造我们的事业，我们的生涯。
That's where we can start to move ahead.
然后你可以得到提升，可以让你的那个事业上更进，更上一层楼。
Unfortunate.
但是不幸的是
roughly 30 to 45,is about the prime time for building our kids.
30岁到45岁之间也是你的建造你的孩子的黄金时期。
And you see the problem?
你有没有看到这个问题?
Because we're torn between these.
因为我们在两个之间被撕成两半。
And unfortunately, it becomes very easy.
不幸的是就是很容易。
And I say this as someone who is very guilty.
我这样说是从一个很愧疚的人的心里来说的。
Becomes very easy to forget.
你就很容易忘记。
That a few years from now our career is going to be over.
再过不了多少年，你的这个事业，你的工作就结束了。
And our children are going to be around.
我们的孩子呢，却也不会在我们附近周围了。
Or as I've sometimes said it.
就像我有时候说的。
In a few years, our career will be over.
再过几年呢，我们的这个工作就结束，就退休，我们要退休了。
And our children will be choosing our nursing home.
然后我们的孩子在为我们选择，把我们送到哪个养老院。
So we want to make sure we took care of them.
所以我们最好把他们照顾好。
But seriously,
但是那个正经的说
，They matter much, much more than that promotion.
他们比你的那个提升更重要。
They matter much, much more than that extra few minutes work.
他们比你每天要多做的那几分钟的工作远远更重要。
We have to give them attention. We have to listen to them.
我们要把我们的注意力给他们，我们要倾听他们。
We have to watch where do they excel.
然后我们要能看到他们在哪方面他们可以就是卓越，可以成长。到底是什么可以挑战他们，可以激励他们？
Sometimes it's just as simple as asking.
有的时候就是很简单的问问他们。
Talking to them.
跟他们谈话。
I must understand my children.
我必须要了解我的孩子。
And then Proverbs teaches I must discipline my children.
箴言也教导我们说我必须要管教我的孩子。
Solomon says that if I do not discipline my children, it proves that I really don't love them.
所罗门说如果你拒绝管教你的孩子那就说明你不爱他。
Proverbs 13, verse 24.
箴言十三章二十四节说
A paraphrase of that verse is this. If you refuse to discipline your son,
就是说如果你拒绝去管教你的儿子
it shows you do not love him.
说明你不爱他
I don't care enough about him.
就是我根本不是很在意他
to shape and guide him.
我就去塑造他，去引导他
We live in a world that tells us the opposite.
这个世界上所告诉我们的观点是完全相反的。
That if you really love your children, you'll be nice to them and you'll never tell them no.
就是说，如果你真的爱你的孩子，你就对他们很好，从来不对他们说不。
But Solomon tells us.
但是所罗门告诉我们说，如果我真的爱我的儿子
，I'm going to discipline him.
我就要去管教他。
Proverbs 19:18.
箴言十九章十八节。
Discipline your children while they are young enough to learn.
趁有指望管教你的儿子。
If you don't,
如果你不去管教他，
you're helping them destroy.
你在帮助他们自我毁灭。
If I love my children and I see they're headed in the wrong path,
如果我爱我的孩子，我看他们要走那个错的路。
I will care enough to discipline them.
如果我就会爱他们，因为我爱他们，所以我去管教他们。
Say wait, stop.
你就说等一等，停下来。
Now, as a parent, I have to understand the difference between discipline and just punishment.
作为父母，我需要能够了解什么是管教，什么是惩罚。
Because I think sometimes we forget.The difference.
有的时候我们会忘掉这其中的不同。
Punishment is about looking back.
惩罚的目的在于对于过去错误，就是回望过去。
And giving a penalty for what you've done.
就对你过去的错误进行惩罚。
Discipline.
但是管教呢？
Is looking to the future.
却是眼望未来。
And saying I want to train you, I want to guide you to grow in the right direction.
我想训练你，我想引导你走在这个正确的道路上。
Discipline.
管教。
Is about shaping my child's future.
管教在于我在塑造我孩子的未来。
It's not about getting even.
不是说我要打回去，要公平扯平。
It's not about making sure the people around me see how tough I am.
不是让周围的人看到，哎，说我是一个管我在管我的孩子。
It is I love my child.
而是说我爱我的孩子。
And I want to guide them in the right direction.
我想带领他们走在这个正确的方向上。
Punishment often comes out of anger.
惩罚常常是出自于这种生气、怒气。
How many of you have ever had your child do something that really embarrassed you?
你们多少人有那你的孩子做些事情让你觉得很丢人
？Yeah, I can raise my hand.
我可以两只手都举起来。
And if so, do you find that punishment can kind of come out of anger?
你有没有感觉有的时候你的对孩子的惩罚是来自于你的这个怒气？
They made me look bad.
他们让我很丢面子。他们真的让我很丢人。
But discipline is not about anger.
但是管教却不是在于怒气。
Discipline is about love.
管教是出于爱。
It's not about making right whatever it is they did that embarrassed me or made me feel bad.
不是说因为他们做的事情让我很丢人或者是让我很感觉很糟糕。
It's about love.
而是出于爱。
The result of punishment.
这个惩罚的这个后果。
Guilt.
就是带给孩子愧疚
Fear and anger.
恐惧怒生气
But the result of discipline
但是这个管教的后果呢
is security.
却是安全感
Now if you ask your children this they're not going to tell you the truth
你当然你去问他们他们肯定不会告诉你真话
But it's still true
但是那个却是真的
Your children feel a whole lot better
他们会觉得感觉好很多
When they know here are the boundaries
如果孩子他知道说他的界限在哪里，他们实际上会感觉更好。但是你如果去问他们的话
，Do you want boundaries? They're going to say no.
如果你说你需不需要，你想不想有界限，你孩子肯定说，我才不要。
But they feel a whole lot better.
但是呢，你在跟他们生活中画界限，他们会感觉更安全、更好。
For about 7 years, I was principal of the school.
在我那个学校那个小学、初中、高中，我做校长的时候，7年。
There were teachers who, on the first day,
有的老师在第一天教书的时候
，the students knew here are the boundaries.
学生就很清楚的知道我的界限在哪里。
It was clear this is what this teacher expects.
就是说老师期待的是什么
？It doesn't matter what last year's teacher did.
不管你去年的老师是怎么教的
，these are the boundaries.
这是我的这个界限。
And sometimes on that first day, those students weren't very happy about those boundaries.
有的时候第一天呢，孩子不喜欢这些界限、这些规矩。
But there were other teachers.
但是有的别的老师
who wanted to be nice.
他们想让孩子感觉很好
who wanted to be popular.
他也很想在孩子面前
and who just left the boundaries kind of.
就是孩子们很喜欢他，所以他就没有这个界限
And the first week or two.
过了一两个星期呢，开学
their kids really loved it.
然后是不是孩子就很爱他们呢
？But somewhere along through the year.
头一两个星期孩子很喜欢就没记性的老师
I would see this.
然后呢再过一阵呢我就肯定不可避免的可以看到
Students in a class where the boundaries weren't clear.
孩子如果在这个班上没有界限没有规矩的话
They were insecure.
他们却不觉得安全
We don't know what's going to be expected.
因为他们不知道下一步会发生什么
Maybe yesterday this wasn't okay.
说昨天可能这个不行
Today the teacher overlooks it.
然后今天老师就不管
Or yesterday this was okay.
或者昨天这个是可以的。
And today the teacher's in a bad mood and.
然后今天老师心情不好。
They were insecure.
所以他们没有安全感。
The students in a room where here are the boundaries.
但是如果这个班上是有规矩的话。
Doesn't matter if the teacher got up on the right side of the bed or the wrong side. Here are the boundaries.
不管说这个老师的情绪怎么样，这个规矩在这里。
It's the same every day.
每天这个规矩、这个界限都一样的。
They felt secure.
这样孩子反而觉得安全。
And as parents,
作为父母
，our children need the security.
孩子们需要这种安全感。
Of knowing.
他们要知道。
Here here are the boundaries.
这个我的界限就在这里。
It's always the same.
总是这样的。
There's clear discipline, there's clear parameters.
这有很清楚的管教，有很清楚的界限。
James Dobson gave three guidelines for good discipline.
杜布森博士给了三条关于管教的原则。
First of all, he said discipline calmly.
第一个他说平静的管教。
Proverbs 29:11.
箴言29章11节讲到。
A fool gives full vent to his anger.
愚妄人怒气全发。
When we blow up,
当我们就是大发雷霆的时候，
When we lose our temper,
当我们那个不能控制自己的情绪的时候，
we aren't disciplining.
我们不是在管教，
we're punishing.
我们是在惩罚。
Proverbs says,
箴言说，
control ourselves.
你要控制你自己的怒气。
If I'm wanting to shape my child, if I'm wanting to teach them self-discipline.
如果我想塑造我的孩子，如果我想要我的孩子能够学会自我控制。
They have to see the same kind of self-control and self-discipline.
他们也要看到我自己能够自我管教，自我控制。
Too many times.
很多次。
If discipline or punishment comes out of our frustration.
有时候那个惩罚或者就是来自于我们自己的这种沮丧。
It does far more harm than good.
然后我们所造成的伤害远远胜于那个好处。然后我们又感觉很糟糕。
And so we start to go the other extreme.
然后我们就走到另外一个极端。
And our children don't know where's mom today, where's dad today.
所以我们就是那个像在两个钟摆一样，两个极端之间晃来晃去。我们的孩子不知道说爸爸妈妈他们到底会怎么样反应。
Discipline calmly.
所以呢，你要平静的管教。
Discipline quickly.
第二个就是及时的管教。
Don't put it off.
不要拖延。
Deal with it immediately.
马上就要管教。
I think our world has changed enough now that this doesn't get said so much.
现在这个世界改变很大，这个都不再讲这些了。
But one of the things that I used to hate to hear was, wait until your father gets home.
我不喜欢听到的一句话就是等着你爸爸今天下班回家。
Number one.
第一个。
It means who's always the bad guy?
所以呢，这个总是唱黑，谁是总唱黑脸吗
？Right?
对吧
？And number two,
第二点呢
？Putting it off.
然后你就是把这个管教就给拖延了。
When you don't discipline quickly,
当你不马上管教的话
，one we build insecurity.
第一个呢，我们是想要建造这种安全感。
Your child knows you're unhappy.
你孩子知道你不高兴
But they don't know why.
他们也不但是不知道你为什么不高兴
they're insecure.
他们就其实挺没有安全感的
One of my children taught me this.
我的一个孩子教会我这个
I had come home from work.
然后我下班了
And something had happened at work.
然后在工作岗位当中发生了什么事儿
？And when I went home, I was focused on that.
然后我回家就还脑子里还想着工作上的事儿。
And I don't know to this day what I said or how I communicated, but I communicated to one of my children that I was very unhappy.
然后呢，我不知道我当时怎么说的，但是我跟我孩子所传达的信息就是今天我很不高兴。
And my child wanted me to be happy.
但是我的孩子想要我高兴。
And thought, because this child is very sensitive, that they must have caused the unhappiness.
因为这个孩子呢，他是很敏感的一个孩子，所以他就觉得我的不高兴是因为他所引起的。
This was late enough that my child was older, had a computer, and had email.
然后这是过了很久，我的孩子已经长大了，有了电脑，有了电邮、邮件、邮箱。
And it must have been midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. I was sitting.At my desk, I was working.
然后呢，可能是在凌晨一点钟或者午夜的时候，我就坐在我的电脑旁要工作。
And all of a sudden, I get the little ding that says I have a message.
然后突然就听到一个响说，哦，告诉我现在有新的邮件。
And I opened an email from my child.
然后我的
just sent it from their bedroom.
就发现我的孩子呢，从他的卧房里边给我送了一个电邮。
And it said this.
他那个邮件上这么说的
，Daddy
说爸爸。
If I did something that made you unhappy, I am sorry.
如果我做了什么让你不高兴的话，对不起。
I don't know what I did.
我不知道我做了什么。
Please forgive me.
请你原谅我。
And I started to cry.
然后我就开始哭了。
Because, at least in this case, my child had not done anything.
起码在这个时候我的孩子没做任何错事。
But my frustration that I was bringing home from work,
因为我从工作上所带回来的这种沮丧，这种失望，
left my child insecure.
让我的孩子觉得没有安全感。
And sometimes when we don't discipline as we should,
有的时候我们没有说及时的去管教他们。
We do the same thing.
我们也做同样的事情。
When we don't discipline quickly, we build resentment in our children.
当我们不及时的管教，实际上我们给孩子心里带来怨恨。
Because we leave it going.
因为我们就不管他们。
We're getting angrier and angrier.
然后我们呢就越来越生气。
And it finally blows up.
最后呢我们就开始爆发了。
On something completely unrelated to what we should have dealt with before.
就是说，实际上呢，我们在一些完全不相干的事情上，我们大发雷霆，爆发了。实际上，我们的那个根呢，是在于以前我没有管教的那件事上。
It looks like this.
就是说，像这样的。
Your child won't clean their room.
比如这孩子他不清洁他的房间。
You tell them.
然后你就给他们说打扫卫生。
You nag at them.
然后你就开始念叨。
But what you don't do.
但是你没做的是什么呢？
Just address the problem head on.
你就刚开始就强调这个，给他们说问题在哪里。
And so it festers.
然后呢，你就开始心里面那个也是越来越烦，越来越怨。
And one day they spill a drink accidentally in the kitchen.
然后有一天他们不小心在厨房里把那个喝的饮料给洒了。
Why are you so sloppy?
然后你就说你怎么这么
You leave everything a mess.
你怎么就这么拖拉呢
You're just a slob.
你这么邋遢，你看你把每件事情搞得这么糟糕，你就是一个作乱者。
Children go away.
然后你的孩子就离开你了。
It was an accident.
那个是不小心撒的。
And my mom hates me.
但是我妈妈真的是恨我。
When actually discipline.Three weeks ago.
但是实际上你应该三个星期前就来管教他，就那样你就不会发生了。
I was sitting in my office when I was principal.
当我做校长的时候，坐在我的办公室里。
A teacher comes marching in with a student behind.
然后我的老师就跑进来，后面跟了一个学生。
First words.
第一句话呢
？I want her suspended.
我想把这个学生给我。让他赶出去，就让他叫什么暂停。
At our school, we usually started with tallies, and yeah, we kind of worked our way up.
他把这个学生开除，然后我们其实正常的是你先开始给这个学生有些处罚。
We usually didn't start with a suspension.
我们不是刚开始就是要把这个学生开除。
I thought, well, you know, maybe she punched the teacher in the nose.
我说是不是这个学生打这个老师的，给这老师脸上来了一拳。
What did she do?
我就说那个这个学生干什么了
？Her shirt tail is out.
然后他说 ，What her shirt?
Her shirt tail is out.
哦，他说他的那个衣服没有扎进去，没有。然后我就觉得很奇怪。
That's really extreme.
然后我说这个也要你大喊大叫吗？就这老师很奇怪。
So I said to the student.
然后我给学生说，这个学生已经。
You go sit outside first.
然后我给学生说你在外边坐着。
And I said to the teacher.
然后我就给老师说。
We usually don't suspend students for their shirt tail being out.
他说，基本上我们不会因为学生的衣服没有扎在裤子里边，或者扎在裙子里边，我们就把学生给开除。
Would you settle for me just calling the police on her?
你现在坐在这儿，好像我们都要叫警察了。
Finally, she starts to tell.
然后他就开始讲到底为什么。
For weeks.
因为有好多个星期。
This student.
这个学生呢
ignores her instructions.
就是他给学生那个一些指令教导，这学生都不理。
Make smart remarks.
然后这个学生呢还能够跟他回嘴，
back,
然后在他背后还说他。
But here's the problem.
但是问题是什么呢
？I said, what did you do when she ignored your instructions three weeks ago?
他说，我就问这个老师说，这几个星期前这个学生不听你的教导的时候，
well,
你怎么做呢
？Well, it was early in the school year, and I didn't want to make a big issue.
然后那老师说，那刚开始开学嘛，所以我也不想把这件事闹大。
What did you do when she smarted off to you last week?
他说：“那这个学生好像还能够跟你回嘴，跟你对应的话，你怎么样呢
？”Well, I felt kind of embarrassed, so I didn't say anything.
他说：“因为这学生跟我回嘴，我也觉得有点丢人，所以我什么也没说。
”And you see what has happened? All of these things build up.
所以这些东西就越积越多，越积越多。
Until what do we finally lower the hammer on?
到最后，你什么时候拿着这个锤子砸下去呢
a shirt tail.
就是他的衣衣服没有扎进去。
We dealt with it. They left.
然后我们就处理了这个问题，他们就离开了。
And I sat there thinking.
然后我就坐在那儿想。
Do we do that with our kids?
我们是不是也这样对待我们孩子的？
We ignore this, we ignore this,
we ignore this. 我们就有一些事情我们就假装没看见，我们就没有去处理，然后又没处理。
And then we end up exploding.
然后我们就快到那火山爆发口了，到那快爆发的点。
Isn't that serious?
然后有一件小事情发生，其实并不是很严重。
Discipline quickly.
所以呢，就是要及时的管教。
Then, and this doesn't come from Proverbs, but I want to say.
但是这个虽然不是出于箴言，但是我却想讲这一点。
Discipline sparingly.
就是谨慎的管教，就是不是很频繁的管教。
Ephesians 6:4.
以弗所六章四节讲到。
Paul says to fathers.
保罗说。
Don't exasperate. Don't provoke.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
Your children.
不要惹儿女的气。
Discipline them.
管教他们，而不是惹他们的气。
How many of you really enjoy being nagged?
Nagged. What's that mean? 啊？哦 nagging. 他说，你们多少人喜欢去念叨呢
？How many of you like that?
多少人喜欢念叨
？Keeps picking at something on and on and nobody.
有没有人喜欢被人念叨？没有人喜欢被人念叨。
I didn't ask how many of you enjoy nagging. That's different.
我是说，我刚才问的问题说你们多少人喜欢念叨？我刚才问的问题是说你们多少人喜欢被念叨？没有人喜欢。
None of us like it.
我们都不喜欢被人唠叨。
When someone is just always looking for some little something.
就是总是在那挑吹毛求疵。
And neither do our children.
我们的孩子也不喜欢被念叨。
Use discipline wisely.
所以就是有智慧的管教。
Pick the issues that matter.
就是找那个重要的应该管教的事情。
Discipline sparingly.
就是说不是那种什么事儿频繁的管教，而是要谨慎的管教。
And then let me say, I must be consistent with my children.
再一个呢，你要对孩子一致，对孩子的管教。
Proverbs 20 verse 7.
箴言二十章第七节。
The righteous who walks in his integrity.
行为纯正的义人。
Blessed are his children after him.
子孙是有福的。
Parents, we are teaching all the time.
我们所有的时间都在教我们的孩子。
24 hours a day.
一天24小时。
We're teaching.
我们都在教导我们的孩子。
Because they're watching us.
因为他们在看着我们。
They're seeing how we react.
他们看我们怎么反应。
They're seeing our responses.
他们看我们的回应。
And they are learning from.
他们在从中学习。
And my life has to be consistent.
我的生命必须要言行一致。
If I want to guide my children.
如果我想要教导我的孩子走在神的路上。
So Solomon says.
所罗门说。
The righteous man who walks in integrity.
他说行为纯正的义人。
His children are blessed.
他的子孙是有福的。
They have an example to see.
因为这个孩子呢，他。
Go tell them I'm not here.
给孩子说，告诉他们家里没人。
That child,
那个孩子，这个孩子就
who walks in her integrity.
这个孩子呢就没有被蒙福，没有受到祝福，因为他的妈妈没有说行为纯正。
When we punish our children for cheating at school,
当我们惩罚我们孩子在学校作弊的时候。
And they overhear us bragging that we saved $1,000 on our taxes.
如果他们不小心偷听到我们就是在那个报税的时候，我们省了5000块钱。
By not reporting some of our income.
而是你怎么省的5000块钱？就是因为你应该汇报的那一部分收入你没有写上去。
Our children are not blessed with a righteous parent who walks in his integrity.
所以孩子就没有一个行为纯正的父母的这样的一个祝福。
I was standing in the back of an auditorium.
然后我就站在后边这个大堂的后边。
A teacher had just given instructions for the class.
这个老师呢刚刚就是给了一些指导。
And the mother of one of the students was there.
然后有个孩子的妈妈在那里。
And said to her child, I heard them her say.
我就听到那妈妈对这个孩子说。
You don't have to listen to that. You don't need to do that.
你不用听这个老师，你不需要那样做。
You can do what you want.
你可以做你想做的。
And I sat or stood there.
然后我就站在那儿。
And I thought, here is a 12-year-old girl.
我说，你看看，这是一个12岁的孩子。
Who is learning from her mom?
她 就从他的妈妈学什么呢？
You don't need to respect that authority.
你不需要尊重那个权柄。
You don't need to listen.
你不需要听从。
And I tried to see, imagine 6 years down the road.
我就想想再过了六年。
A 17 or 18 year old girl.
这个十七十八岁的女孩。
Who looks at her mom and thinks and maybe says.
看到妈妈想的她过去说的。
I don't have to listen to you.
我就不需要听妈妈的呀，我不需要听你的，我也不需要尊重你。
We are teaching our children all the time.
我们所有的时刻都在教我们的孩子。
And so we must be consistent with them.
所以我们要对孩子要言行一致。
We must walk in integrity.
我们必须要行为纯正。
Means being
行为正直。
About our mistakes.
就是要对自己的错误要诚实。
You know, it's not so hard.For me to come to my boss and say, I blew it, I messed up, I'm sorry.
对我来讲，我说我去我的那个老板面前说，对不起，我做错了，我把这个东西全弄糟糕了，我错了，这个对我来讲不难。
I can probably come to you.
我可能也能到你跟前。
Say, Brother Quincy, I am so sorry.
你说某某弟兄，真是我很对不起。
I messed up.
我把这个弄得一团糟。
But it is very, very difficult.
但是呢，确实，这个确实很困难。
To go to our children.
就到我们的孩子面前。
And say.
对孩子说。
I was wrong.
我错了。
Solomon says.
所罗门说。
Proverbs 11.
箴言十一章。
When pride comes, then comes disgrace.
骄傲来，羞耻也来。
But with the humble is wisdom.
谦逊人却有智慧。
None of us are perfect parents.
我们没有一个人是完美的父母。
Not even you.
也不是你。
And our children need, they already know that.
他们很清楚知道我们不完美。
They need to hear us admit it sometimes.
他们有的时候需要我们向他们承认我们错了。
To say,
对孩子说，我错了。
I spoke too quickly.
我这个反应太快，讲话太快。
I overreacted.
我这个反应过激。
I didn't listen to both sides.
我没有两面都听，没听全面。
I come across this morning and I didn't write down the reference.
我今天早上才想到，我没有写下来这个。
Proverbs says the first person to tell the story seems right.
他说去告状的，刚开始头一个来，好像讲的挺有道理的。
Until you hear the other side.
然后直到你听到第二个也来讲那个故事，你就。
Sometimes we need to say to our children.
有的时候我们需要听我们的孩子说。
I didn't listen.
你要对孩子说我没好好听你。
I was wrong.
我错了。
And then if I want to be consistent,
如果我们想要言行一致的话
I must keep my promises.
我必须要信守诺言。
It's easy for us to make a promise.
我们很容易就是答应什么事儿。
Maybe not even think of it as a promise. It's just something we kind of say in passing.
有时候我们都不觉得是诺言，反正就听了就说哦，好的。
But to our children, that's a promise.
对我们的孩子来讲，那确是个承诺。
I've made a commitment.
我就是已经答应他们了。
And we just, well, something came up.
然后突然有什么事发生。
I forgot about it.
他说，哦，我忘了。
And for our children, those promises are important.
对我们的孩子来讲，那些承诺是很重要的。
They need to know.I can count on my mom. I can count on my.
他们需要能够知道说我可以就是相信信靠我的父母。
They need to see us model what we want them to be.
我们必须要就是活出来那个我们想要他们成为的样子。
Parenting, I'm convinced is the hardest job you'll ever do.
我觉得教养孩子是你所能做的最艰难的工作。
And it's also the most important job you'll ever do.
也是你最重要的工作。
This morning, saw in Malachi chapter 4.
今天早晨我看马拉基书第四章。
The very last verse of the Old Testament.
这个旧约里最后一句话。
And I came across this morning and
我今天早上就读到这一句。
Driving down here.
我今天早上。我开车过来的时候看到这一句。
And I need to go back and do some study, but listen to what he says.
听一下马拉基是怎么讲的。
I will send you Elijah the prophet before that great and awesome day of the Lord comes.
Which verse?
Chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
看哪，耶和华大而可畏，日子之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去。
And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children.
他必使儿女的心转向。
And the hearts of children to their fathers.
他必使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
Lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction.
免得我来咒诅遍地。
It seems to me that he says.
对我来讲，好像马拉基在说。
Either.
不管。
The hearts of the fathers and children will be turned to each other.
或者是父母跟儿女的心转向彼此。
Or.
或者。
The land will suffer my judgment and destruction.
这个全地会在神的审判之下受就是受咒诅。
Read that, thought about it this morning as I was driving, I was thinking about what does he mean, this lest I do this.
我在想说这个话到底是什么意思，他说免得或者，这个是什么意思。
And I think he is saying this.
我觉得他说的是。
You see, it is as we as parents pass on our values to our children.
作为父母，我们把自己的价值，这个世界观承传给孩子的时候。
That a society is preserved.
就是如果我们能够这样的话，这个整个社会会被保存下来。
And if we fail to do that,
如果我们不能够把我们的价值承传给下一代，
society is destroyed.
这个整个社会就会混乱不堪，就会被诅咒。
It seems to me he's giving us here two options, two pictures.
好像神给我们两个选择，两幅图面画面。
A society where parents are passing on their values to their children.
一个是说父母把自己的这种价值观，把这种有价值的东西一代一代传给下一代。
Or a society that is falling into chaos.
或者一个社会是混乱不堪。
You whose children are still at home.
如果你还有孩子在家的话。
You understand how very difficult it is to pass on our values.In our world.
你知道现在这个世界要把我们的价值传承给下一代有多么的困难。
Because all around you,
因为你周围所有的一切世界
are other values that are pulling them and guiding them.
而是别的完全不同的价值观要把他们给带走。
And sometimes it kind of feels hopeless.
有的时候你都绝望了。
Because if you've got young children at home, teenagers at home,
如果你有小孩或者说你有青少年在家的话
you know all their friends are smarter than you.
你知道他们的朋友都比你聪明
right?
对不对
all their friends know more than you do.
他们的朋友知道的都比你多
hundreds of years ago you might have been smart, but you know, you're too old.
也许一百年前你比他的朋友聪明，现在他的朋友都比你聪明
but let me encourage you.
但是让我鼓励大家
Yes, they will say that.
他们会说朋友比你聪明。
But if you're consistent,
但是如果你能够坚持，
if you discipline them with love,
如果你在爱中来管教他们，
if you listen, you understand,
如果你能够去倾听，你了解他们，
they're going to see that.
他们能够看到，
they're going to value it.
他们会就是在意这个，会觉得那个有价值。
Unfortunately, we can't.Make every decision for our children.
不幸的是，我们不能为我们孩子做每个决定。
And they will make decisions that hurt.
他们有时候会做那个带来给他们带来伤害的决定。
One of the things I've become convinced from reading Proverbs is this.
我读过箴言，我所确信的一点，坚信的一点是。
Proverbs is not a set of guaranteed rules. You do this, and this is the result.
箴言呢，不是说好像一个保证，不是说。我做了这个结果就会这样，没有保证。
I wish it
我希望它是有这样。
That would make it easy.
我希望我们做了这个就有这个保证，那样就很容易了。
I told you the first month that we looked at Proverbs.
当我们第一次看箴言的时候，我告诉你们。
Proverbs is not a set of absolute promises.
那个箴言不是一个绝对的一个诺言，一个保证。
It's guidelines that say this is how life works.
它是一个大纲，一个提纲，告诉你说生命是这样子，基本上的原则是这样的。
And in the case of children,
在孩子的这个问题上
，that means they still make their choices.
就是意味着他们要做他们自己要做决定。
And so there's no way I'm going to stand here and say, if you'll do this, 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 and this, we can guarantee your children will make the right choice.
所以我不能在这儿跟你说，哦，我保证说，如果你做了这个、那个、这个，然后你的孩子就会做正确的决定，绝对没有这个保证。
I don't think Proverbs promises that.
我也不觉得箴言是保证了这个。
But I do want to say to you.
但是我想要讲的是。
And I guess the only reason I agreed to do a session on parenting over my reluctance.
就是虽然我很勉强，但是我之所以同意去做这个讲这个教育亲子关系。
Is that I do want to say to you this.
我想要告诉你们的是。
It seems to me Proverbs says.
对我来讲，箴言所讲的是。
As parents.
作为父母。
You and I can make it a whole lot easier.
我们可以让这个变得很容易。
For our children to go in the right direction.
我们可以让我们的孩子走，我们可以让我们的孩子选择走这个正确的路更容易。
We can guide them in a way that will give them a head start in the right direction.
我们可以帮助他们，让他们刚开始做这个起步的时候是走在这个正确的方向上。
I talked when I was very young.
当我很年轻的时候。
My piano teacher.
然后我的钢琴老师
I didn't care that much for her.
我不在意这个老师
But I really liked her husband.
但是我很喜欢这钢琴老师的先生
That's why I kept taking piano lessons.
所以这就是为什么我就跟他继续学下去
Plus my mom wouldn't let me quit.
然后我妈也不会说让我停止学钢琴
But I would always go to my lesson early so I could talk to her husband.
然后我总是想早点去上课这样可以跟他的钢琴老师的先生谈话
He has always had something fascinating he had been reading, he would tell me about.
然后他总是会读一些书很有趣的事情他读了以后就会跟我分享。
But one day, he was an old man.
他年纪挺大的。
And one day, I don't know, I said to him,
然后有一天我不知道为什么我对他说
Why are you a Christian?
我说你为什么是基督徒呢
And he said, well, I became a Christian when I was a young boy.
他说我在是一个小男孩的时候我就成为基督徒。
And I said, why?
我说为什么呢
And he thought a minute and he said this.
他想了一下他说我从来不会忘记这句话。
He said, my parents made it easier for me to be a Christian than for me not to be a Christian.
他说我的父母让我能够成为基督徒比不成为基督徒更容易。
I said, what do you mean?
我说你这话什么意思
He said, they guided me in a way that it just seemed like This has to be a better option than that.
他说我的父母引导我呢让我觉得说成为这个选择成为基督徒的选择比那个要好那个选择要好很多。
Now, I mean, was a kid and I'm sure that he gave me just the simple version.
然后我想那时候因为我是小孩嘛所以他给我讲的就是用一个很简单的话我能理解的话来告诉我。
But ever since then I've thought maybe the least we can do.
所以我后来想我们至少可以做的是
Maybe the most we can do.
或者是我们最多能做的是
is to guide our children in a way
就是引导我们的孩子
that makes it attractive.
让那个觉得他们很有吸引力
that makes a Christian life look beautiful.
让这个基督徒的生活看上去很美
and makes it easier for them.
对他们来
That's what I want.
就是让孩子很容易做决定说哎，那个就是我想要的那个基督徒的生命
So that if they disappoint us and they go astray,
所以就算他们将来他们让我们失望，他们走偏了
，it's easy to come back.
他们也比较容易能够走回头。
Because you know, I remember that really did look nice.
然后他们心里会想，哎，那个基督徒的生命，那个生活真是看上去很棒。
I don't think Proverbs gives us any foolproof steps.
然后箴言没有给我们这个，就是说一步一步这个保证的这个哪一步那个方法。
But I do think it challenges us to do this.
但是它确实挑战我们去做这个。
Live in a way.
你活的这个生命。
That it makes our children drawn to the Christian life.
你的生活能够让孩子更愿意去渴慕成为一个基督徒，过一个基督徒的生活。
That makes it attractive.
让这个基督徒的生命变得更吸引人，更美。
You know, there is a saying that says you can take a horse to water.
说你可以把有一个谚语说你可以把马带到这个水边河边。
But you can't make him drink.
但是你却没法强迫他喝水。
But as I've thought about that, I don't think that saying is true.
但是我仔细想想，觉得这个谚语好像也不对。
Now you can't make him drink by holding his head under the water.
当然你不能把这个马的头硬给摁到水里让他喝水。
You can't make him drink by arguing him.
你也没法说跟他辩论然后让这个马喝水。
Like we do with our children. Look, you need to drink. This is good for you, horse.
然后你给孩子说你看你要喝水这个对你好啊。
But I think there's one thing you can do that will make that horse drink.
但是有一件事情你可以做可以让这个马喝水。
If you put some salt in his oats.
如果你在这个那个马的那个吃的那个干它的菜它的那个饮食里面放点盐。
He's going to be thirsty.
然后那个马就变渴了。
And he's going to drink.
然后它就会自动的去喝水。
And Jesus said we're the salt of the earth.
主耶稣说我们是世上的盐。
As parents, I think.Our job is to make our children thirsty for God.
我们作为父母，我觉得我们的责任之一就是让我们的孩子去渴慕神。
To live in a way.
我们的生命，我们的生活。
That makes the Christian life beautiful and attractive.
让我们的那个基督徒生活生命看到那么美好，那么吸引人。
And let me say, if you're older and your children are grown.
如果你已经年纪挺大了，你的孩子都离家了。
Every one of us whose children are grown,
我们每个孩子已经成人的父母
can remember a whole list of times I wish I'd done this different. This, this,
我们都会记得说，哎呀，我希望我没说这个，没说那个，没说这个。
As I've been thinking through some of these scriptures in Proverbs,
当我这个仔细在读这个箴言的时候
，and as I've thought about them, and I wish I'd done that differently.
我就想说，哎呀，当时我要是那样做就好了。
I read that proverb before. Why didn't I pay any attention?
我以前也读过这个箴言呢，我都没有注意到。
I am reminded.
我就被提醒。
We're still their parents.
我们还是他们的父母。
We no longer have control.
虽然我们不能再控制他们，他不在我们屋檐下。
But we can still listen to them.
但是我们还是可以去倾听他们。
Love them.
爱他们。
Care for them.
去关心他们。
Maybe go back and say I'm sorry about that.
然后也许我们可以回去对他们说对不起，我当年做了那个。
But we don't have to give up on them.
但是我们不需要放弃他们。
We can keep being salt.
我们可以继续的做盐。
And making the gospel attractive.
让这个福音很吸引人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, would you help us as parents, whether our children are young or old, that we will model for them.What a Christian life looks like.
亲爱的主，不管说求你帮助我们作为父母，不管我们的孩子是小还是已经成人，帮助我们能够活出来基督徒的这个生命。
Would you shine through us to draw our children towards you?
求你帮助我们，借着我们来吸引我们的孩子来到你面前。
I pray especially today for the parents who have young children.
我特别的为那些还有小孩在家的父母祷告。
Would you bless them and give them wisdom?
求你祝福他们，给他们智慧。
In a world that is very unwise.
在这个完全一个很愚昧的世界。
Would you give them wisdom as they guide their children?
当他们引导他们的孩子，求你给他们智慧。
Would you give them understanding of their children?
求你给他们能够了解他们的孩子。
And help that the parents from our church will raise up a generation of young people who love you.
求你帮助我们的这些做父母的可以抚养下一代爱你的孩子。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。